I do my show on the Heritage Radio Network because I think it's important to talk about the impact of technology on our lives.
I do my show to reach home cooks and help them do better.
Because I love getting together with people in the industry.
I like hosting my show because, to me, it's the stories about people and their relationship to food that help make the food more interesting and more delicious.
Our hosts do their shows as a labor of love, but we still need your financial support in order to keep the lights on and keep the tape rolling. Please become a member today at heritageradionetwork.org.
Today's program was brought to you by the Nutritional Therapy Association, real education for people who believe in real food. For more information, visit nutritionaltherapy.com.
This is Michael Harlan Turkel, host of The Food Scene. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sharp and Hot. I am your host, Emily Peterson, broadcasting to you live from Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn. This is episode number 141, a nice palindrome. Yesterday, I learned that my baby chicks have shipped. So my shipment of chicks is somewhere in an airplane between here and St. Paul, Minnesota. So I think tomorrow or the next day I will have 50 baby chicks landing in my backyard. My adorable child, when I told him that, said, "Well, where is the airplane going to land at our house?" Because he's only four. So so that's my exciting project for the summer. This is the last episode of Sharp and Hot before the season ends. David, do you have fun plans for the station break?
I'm going to be here. I'll be here working.
You're going to be here. And no one's going to come through and keep you company.
No, no. Well, no, I think people will be in doing pre-records for the fall season, so that'll keep us busy.
All right.
You have some big news, actually, about the fall season going forward, don't you?
I do. This is a bit of bittersweet news. I think much more sweet than bitter. But if you have been listening to Sharp and Hot on a weekly basis, the 30-minute every week show is going to come to an end, and this is going to be the last episode in that format. What that means for the show, for Sharp and Hot, is that there are 141 episodes on iTunes that will never go anywhere ever, I don't think. I'm not actually sure where they live.
They'll be there forever.
Forever. That you can recommend to your friends and you can listen to when you get bored or you want to go back and hear things from the archives. And in the meantime, a couple of things are happening on my end that have sort of brought me to this decision, one of which is that I have doubled my course load at NYU where I teach. So I'm going from teaching two classes a week and commuting twice a week to four times a week in New York City. So four different days. And when I look at the amount of hours I can do work in during the week, something had to go. And I think what listeners of the show think that it is super laid back and conversational, which it is, and I love that, but it does take a significant amount of work to prepare. 4 to 8 hours or so is what it takes to make a really solid half hour of radio for me. And I'm not a professional. I haven't been trained to do this. So it probably takes me a lot longer than it would someone who knows what they're doing. And even though I know it sounds like I just turn on the microphones and start talking, I think you guys can tell the episodes that have been really well prepared and I sound like I know what I'm talking about, and then the ones that it sounds much less that way. And I'm really hyper aware of that because I want to make sure that what I'm putting out there in the world is really, really good and doesn't sound kind of half-assed.
Sounds to me like the mark of a professional.
Imagine that. So I went to this garden conference that I mentioned on last week's show, and I've been thinking a lot about one of the themes that I heard over and over and over again, which is in the new media world in which I exist as a ersatz professional, there's no rules, right? So we've been under this sort of habit of terrestrial radio shows are 30 minutes or 60 minutes long, and therefore podcasts should be 30 minutes or 60 minutes long. And television shows are 21 minutes or 42 minutes long. And so a video should be that. But we're seeing with like Facebook Live and all this other stuff, like it doesn't have to be that. And it doesn't have to be anything. So I've decided to give myself some room to kind of play around with what does that mean? What does that look like? Can it be short stuff? Can it be longer stuff? Can it be irregular? Does it have to be, if it's not going to be 30 minutes every week, does it not exist? Like, no, of course not. So I'm going to start playing around with some other ideas. I'm going to start with the baby chick delivery, I believe either tomorrow or Thursday. DJ Cherish the Love, who is a host here on Heritage Radio Network, is she is standing by the phone waiting for the call when I go to the post office, and she's going to come and Facebook Live the baby chick delivery.
She's like the doula for these baby chicks.
She's totally the doula for these baby chicks, and she is. She didn't believe me when I said that the chicks come through the mail. She was like, "Wait, what?" And I was like, "Well, why don't you come?" She's got a car, so she's going to drive out from Brooklyn, and then. This way, everyone who looks at me like I'm crazy when I say, no, you pick them up at the post office, everyone can see exactly what I'm talking about. So things like that, that are fun and spontaneous. And what I would love to ask of you guys who are the listeners is tell me what you like best. Tell me what you're looking for in terms of content, not just necessarily from the show, but if there are things that stand out to you that were like, yeah, I really love it when you do this one thing, tell me that because I don't, you know, it's a little bit scary to have no direction. You know, on the one hand, it's like, I'm free to play and fail. And like, let's see what happens. On the other hand, I don't really have any walls to bounce off of anymore. I don't have that 30-minute rule.
Although you'll still be involved with the Heritage Radio Network, obviously.
I will be. And everyone, Patrick and Aaron and you, David, have been very generous of time and spirit and letting me kind of figure out, like, what does this stuff look like? And what I'm hoping, like, we did this thing on CBS, right? And the thing on if you didn't see it, if you go to heritageradionetwork.org, there's a link there for the piece that CBS This Morning did about our network, and I was one of the shows that was featured. That was all about like this new format and this new people finding each other and having a conversation about the stuff that we all have in common. And for me, that's a shared love of food and eating. So I'm excited. I'm a little scared. I feel a little vulnerable and a little self-conscious, but I'm super appreciative of everyone who has listened. Oh, right. I just want to finish my thought. Not only stuff that you like from this show, but if there's stuff from other podcasts that you hear that you're like, yeah, this is like, I get these 2-minute pro tips every morning from Success Blog, or I love to listen to Martha talk about, you know, heirloom raspberries or whatever it is. If you share those things with me, it will give me some insight into what you love about programming and food and cooking and community and companionship and all of the things that I hope the last 141 episodes, which is 3 years to the day of Sharp and Hot, has provided for everyone. David, have I covered everything?
I think so, yeah. And I think it's exciting. I mean, this will give you an opportunity to, you know, still deliver great content, but just play around with format a little bit. And like you said, that's sort of what, you know, what media is going in the direction of now. It's like more about like finding creative ways to deliver the content, not necessarily sticking with some, you know, stodgy old format of delivering it.
Right. And that's cool, right? It's terrifying and scary because
there are no rules. There's no path.
I imagine things will go terribly, some things, but other things are going to go really great. So you know how to find me, listeners. I am Instagram, Facebook Live starting this week. I write for Edible. I am all over the place. So you can stay in touch with me. Okay. Without further ado, back to that previous sentence of shared love of food and cooking. I have a guest joining me in the studio who is a world traveler who I understand speaks 5 languages, has brought a beautiful instrument that I would describe as looking sort of like a sitar. Would that be accurate?
Yeah.
It has beautiful mother of pearl string tighteners, and he is our friend Caitlin Pierce, we have in common at Adama Dico. Welcome to Sharp and Hot.
Thanks.
So what brings you to Brooklyn?
So to Brooklyn, I came to visit like France, and this trip to the U.S. is holidays, and arrived in Chicago like a week ago. And then always when I'm in the U.S., I come and visit my friend Caitlin, because we know each other for 9 to 10 years in Ghana, and so I came to visit her. And So,
where do you consider home?
So I consider home Burkina Faso. Like, Burkina Faso is my home, and now I'm living in Austria. So this is my second home. It's where I have my own family and all this, and this is my second home. But my real home is Burkina Faso.
And that's in Ghana?
No, that's in West Africa. Burkina Faso is its own country.
Oh my God. I am the worst. This is, geography is not my strong
suit. So, Burkina Faso, you find it northern Ghana, in south of Mali. And Burkina Faso is like since 35 years. Before that was Upper Volta. And since 30 to 35 years, we are Burkina Faso, the country of honest people.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what brought you to Austria?
So Austria, like my wife, she's from Austria. And it's how I get to Austria, because I came a couple of times to visit. And then we had our son. And I was always going between Austria and Africa, then between different countries in Europe, and always coming to Austria. And then when the boy was born, then we are like, okay, now here we are. We come together and live one place and raise our boy up and make our life here in Austria.
And you work in the restaurant industry, right?
Yeah, so I work in the gastronomy since many years. So back in Austria, I worked in different restaurants, in French restaurants and Austrian ones. And now I'm in like more developed community place, because it's mixed European food and African food. Because my boss is from Nigeria, and he's in Austria now, and he lives there, and he tried to put the African food in a high class. And this is what I'm doing right now in Velobis.
Are you working in the kitchen or in the front of the house?
No,
the
working in the kitchen.
So what excites you about food in the Americas, in Chicago and in New York, where you have visited? What have you eaten that you're like, oh, yeah, this is cool?
So in America...
You can be honest, too. I'm ready for it.
So, in America, of course, I eat a lot of... Like, in New York, especially, I eat mostly African food.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because back in Brooklyn, in Harlem, like, in Harlem, especially in Bronx, like, it's a lot of West African restaurants. Like, I'm like, okay, when I see these restaurants, I cannot eat another food.
That's... So, that feels like home.
Yeah, because it's like home. We speak the language. We don't speak like English. We speak like our mother tongues between.
Right.
And we know the food, and we know how this food is made. And I can't get this food in Europe. I have to cook it myself. And here it's nice for me to just go in somewhere and buy it.
So if there was one restaurant, if people are listening and they're local to Brooklyn or Harlem, where would you recommend that they go for like real home African cooking for you?
So I will propose those people to go to a place called Ghana. And place called, it's next to Africa Kine. This is also a place, and it's one bar. Shrimps is where they play music, and a lot of musicians come from home and all this. This is where I will propose, in the 25th Street in Harlem.
So when you went there, did you see actual friends of yours, or is it just like a community of people that recognize each other's food and language and music?
No, I see. Like yesterday, I met a guy that I have not seen since 11 years.
Did you know he was going to be there?
No.
Oh,
I was in the restaurant and he jumped on me. He was like, Adama, what are you doing here? I'm like, huh, who is this? And then we talk, and this is my brother, Alpha, and we are from the same home in Burkina Faso. Like we are from a small, very little town in the northern part of Burkina. And I told him, I'm coming to New York. And he's like, okay, you're welcome. And we're hanging around together since a few days.
And
Yakutu is from Wagga, a city where I grew up. And I'm like, okay.
I love the idea of being a sort of global traveler, but knowing where your friends and family are. And you brought your instrument with you on the airplane, right?
Yeah, so my instrument, actually, this one, it's my instrument, so this one has been in Chicago, I think, so long. And this, I'm like, okay, this one I take for my trips to enjoy myself sometime when I'm bored and want to play some music. Then I was like, wow, I'm going to the radio. I'm excited to come to your program. And I'm like, okay, I bring my instrument with.
That's awesome. Okay, and we also have some recorded songs of yours as well, because you have a new album coming out. So I'll let you decide. Would you like to play a recorded song first, or do you want to play a little bit live first?
So I will propose to play a recorded song of my album, Jamtan, who is coming up next month online and in digital and vinyls, so on, so some months after, yeah.
So, all right. So, David, if we can hit that, and then we'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more from Adama.
Monsieur le Président, 5 ans, renouvelable une fois. Ne testez pas au sens humain de la Constitution. On joue pas avec les faits.
Kananina i karanina, kananina i situmaliko. Kananina i karanina, kananina jamana demuko. Kananina i karanina, kananina i kumakaliko.
Mr. President, don't be in a power too long. President, don't be in a power too long. Dirigeants africains, il est temps de s'adapter au temps et au climat. Si vous êtes un vrai démocrate, pas plus de 10 ans, soit vous êtes démocrate, soit vous êtes un révolutionnaire. Mais vous pouvez pas être les deux à la fois. Écoutez ce que la population vous demande. Nous voulons des dirigeants qui pensent à la jeunesse africaine et à l'avenir de leur peuple. Nous voulons des leaders qui aiment leur continent. Nous voulons des leaders qui ne sont pas que des marionnettes. Nous voulons des leaders qui sont des vrais leaders. Pas des leaders qui écoutent seulement la voix des colons, mais qui ignorent la voix de son peuple. Et il faut savoir une chose, quelle que soit la longueur que un bout de bois reste dans l'eau, il devient jamais un crocodile.
Today's program was brought to you by the Nutritional Therapy Association. The Nutritional Therapy Association, NTA, is a vocational nutrition school that develops, trains, and certifies nutritional therapy practitioners and nutritional therapy consultants to understand and reverse the tragic and unsuspected effects of the modern diet on their clients based on their bio-individual nutritional needs. There's no perfect diet for everyone. Their philosophy is that the myriad of health problems that plague modern society result from weakness in the body's physiological foundations as a result of poor nutrition, and that everyone deserves to be healthy. Throughout NTA seminars, students access a wide range of educational tools and techniques that help identify and correct nutritional imbalances from a holistic perspective, emphasizing the importance of properly prepared, nutrient-dense whole foods. Their organization was founded on the teachings of Weston A. Price and the science of Dr. Francis M. Pottinger. For more information, visit nutritionaltherapy.com.
Welcome back to Sharp and Hot. I am Emily Peterson. Joining me in the studio is musician Adam Madico. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So I often steer away from talking about politics on this show because everyone knows that I am very much a liberal hippie who thinks that the government has a role of taking care of people. And I will say that having removed the pressure from having to have a show on election day has made me feel a lot better. But tell me about what that song was about.
So this song about is more about democracy and the youths in Africa, and also the leaders, the governments of Africa and to all over the world. It was about we don't need a president who come and oppress their people, who sit there and oppress their people and take the food from the poor people and eat the food and feed their families with the food while people are dying on the street outside. While we know Africa is the most rich continent of the world and is most miserable continent of the world. And this is to say the African leaders, it's time for them to see that they should just make their time 5 years. And if people love them, 1 5 years again, and people, when they're tired of them, they should just go in holidays and let somebody else rule us. And we want leaders who really love the continent. We don't want any leader. We want leaders who really love the people, who love the continent, like American leaders love Americans. So French leaders love French people. So we want our African leaders to love Africans. Burkinabe leaders to love first his people. And Ghanaian leaders to love his people and fight for their people, life and freedom, and that they're healthy and they get food.
It's an excellent message.
Thanks.
Not all, it doesn't feel like all American leaders love Americans sometimes. That's as much politics as I'm going to talk about. Okay, and you brought your, tell me the name of your instrument.
So my instrument is called goni. And goni is an instrument who was discovered in the western part of Africa, in especially in Mali, in a province called Wassolo. This is where this instrument was found. And first they have it as a donzongoni. So donzongoni means the ngoni of the sect. So you have to belong to this voodoo spiritual sect before you play the instrument.
Do you belong to the voodoo sect?
No. Then afterwards, they created Kamelengoni. And this is Kamelengoni. And Kamelengoni means the ngoni for the young generation.
Oh, that's you. Okay. Okay, so you're going to play us a song?
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is a small goni, so like traveling around inside bus and plane, you can't have the big one. Either you put it under plane, but this I only do when I'm going somewhere for concerts. Since I'm going for holidays, I don't come with that one.
Because it's like people travel with their guitar on their back,
yeah.
But this, there's another much bigger version.
Yeah, it's a bigger. So this one you have from 6 strings till 16 strings. Then you have another instrument who look like this one, who is called kora. And that instrument have 21 strings.
It's a beautiful sound and a beautiful, like, you have such a amazing sense of rhythm, and it's very mesmerizing to watch you play.
Thanks, and I'm still learning.
I'm learning how to play the guitar, and it's a very slow, painful process, mostly painful for the other people, but I could listen to you play that all day long.
Thanks. Nice to hear that.
So we are just about out of time. I want to say thank you to you for coming. Thank you to Caitlin, our mutual friend, for setting this up, and I'm thrilled that you got to come and enjoy your vacation in the United States. I hope everyone has been warm and generous and hospitable. And if you met anyone who wasn't, know that our country is going through some turmoil right now and everybody is not on the same page, and hopefully that resolves itself. And I want to say a huge thank you and debt of gratitude to the listeners of this show. I have been touched by every single one of you who has reached out to me and told me your story and asked me your questions and shared your vulnerabilities with me. And I am not going anywhere. I will still pop up in your iTunes feed or your Stitcher feed. I will still be on the internet. I will probably be even more accessible and more on top of your emails because I will have some more time to answer them. You can find me on Instagram at Chef Emily P, on Twitter at Chef Emily P. I am on Facebook, both as Emily Peterson and as Chef Emily Peterson, I believe, is a page you can like. My website is chefemilypeterson.com. It is in the process of being redesigned by the lovely and talented Deputy Director Emeritus of Heritage Radio Network, Allison Hamlin. And to you guys for joining me in the studio, Adama, thank you so much. We have one more song of yours that we are going to go out with. And everyone, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Have I said it enough times? Everyone feels thanked and loved.
Thanks for welcoming us also.
I'm so glad
we
that you came.
We're very happy to be here, and everything went well in the U.S.
Good, good, good. Thank you to Nice Peter for the soundtrack. We got to figure out a fun place to put that theme song, because maybe we can make it a ringtone or something to give away to people. David, thank you for your love and support and engineering and making me sound like a professional.
Thank you. You do that, by the way.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to play this last song. And until I see you again, everyone, keep playing with fire and knives.
Africa, my Africa, mon Africa, besoin de changement.
Farafina, Farafindion,
mon Africa,
Aouliga
Jo, changement.
Tumasira, Anga Yereta, mais Anga Yereta, Sira Yumanka,
changement.
Kanyoron Farali Bola, Kanyoron Tro Bola,
mon Afrika,
l'Afrique, mon Afrique,
changement.
Il est temps de se lever, se donner la main. Quelle que soit la nationalité que vous avez, il faut voir que vous êtes africain d'abord. Quel que soit malien, ivoirien, burkinabé, mozambicain, zimbabwéen, il faut voir d'abord que nous sommes des africains. African people, it's time for you to realize God will not come from the sky and change Africa for us. We'll be no magic to change Africa. We have to change it ourselves. We have to stop killing each other for no reason. We have to stop dividing each other for no reason. Otherwise, we are worse than the colonial masters. If you are from South Africa or North Africa, forget about your skin color and stand as an African. One voice for all the people. Black or white, we should stop racism in Africa. We don't need it. We need to move forward, and it's the time.
Short and hot with Chef Emily.
Short and hot.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.